turn to Psalm 5 this morning, the last two verses. Psalm 5, verse 11 and 12. From King James it says, "But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. For thou, Lord, will bless the righteous with favor, wilt thou compass him as with a shield." And I looked at some of the words, and the first word that I just kind of caught my attention was the word trust. And it means to flee for protection, to have hope in, to put your trust in. But then the other thing from the Hebrew, the meaning is to confide in. Wow. But let all those who confide in thee rejoice. Are you confiding in him when you need to be rejoicing, huh? Amen. We need to tell him everything. We need to really have that connection with him. And rejoice, what'll happen when you rejoice? You'll cheer up, you'll brighten up, you'll be glad, and you'll make merry. And then the word defendest them, says because thou, God, defends them. And it means to cover. He covers us. As we confide in him, we rejoice, and he covers us, he hedges us in, he joins us together, he sets us in place, he puts a fence around us, he protects us, and he entwines with us. Mm. How do you get entwined with the Lord? You confide in him. You put your burdens on him. You tell him what you're going through. You tell him why you're hurting. You tell him how you're seeing things and perceiving things in life. And if you do that, you will cheer up. You'll brighten up. But you'll be entwined together with him. The last song we're going to sing this morning, as we enter into praise and worship, the very last song does this. As we sing that song and as we really mean it from our hearts, we will find ourselves at the end of worship this morning entwined with him. I love it. And then let them that love thy name, we love his name because his name isn't just name, but it's his very character. I love the character of the Lord. I love it. It's always steady. It's always there. He is my everything. He's got all the answers. He's my answer man. He covers me. He protects me. And what do we do then? Be joyful in him. And it means to jump for joy. It means to rejoice, to triumph in him. And that's what we need to do. I love it. I love it. I love it. Spurgeon says this about this verse. The eternal God is the wellspring of our bliss. We love God, and therefore we delight in him. Our heart is at ease in our God. We fare sumptuously every day because we feed on him. We have music in the house, music in the heart, music in heaven, for the Lord Jehovah is our strength and our song. He also is become our salvation. I love it. Spurgeon's really written some beautiful, beautiful commentary on the Word of God. Amen. Let's stand and let's say this verse from, now that you know what King James says, okay? Let's stand and let's say it from the Message Bible. But you'll welcome us with open arms when we run for cover to you. Let the party last all night. Stand guard over our celebration. You are famous, God, for welcoming God seekers and decking us out in delight. Amen. I love it. I love it. Blessed be the name of our God.